What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Yes, that's me, Christine McIver. Welcome, everyone, to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show, where we walk you through how to show up as a dynamic business owner who is looking to really grow their business and step into the identity of CEO. If this is the first time you're here, thank you so much for joining. And if there's something you love that I say in today's show, please send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. It's always fantastic to hear from the listeners. And if you have a topic that you would like to know more on, also email me. So that's Christine at ChristineMciver.com. McIver is M-C-I-V-E-R. So today, the show is all about operate like a CEO, not an employee. Now, what do most business owners do? They operate as a small business owner, right? And if you've heard one of my shows, you've heard me say, if you want your business to grow, stop telling it it's a small business because it's going to remain small. If you know me, you know that I'm going to be talking about systems and the way to create your business, the way to show up in your business, but also the internal dialogue that you give yourself, that you buy into every day, that you listen to, and that you program. That is the most important key. Remember, you, the business owner, is the most important asset. I was in human resources for 20 years, and everybody knows that the human resource, the human being, is the most important resource. Now, in a world of technology today, I would probably have some strong discussions with people that don't believe that. But at the end of the day, it really is the humans that show up, that make those decisions. And you as a CEO, you are the chief executive officer. That's what that stands for, right? Not just CEO. You are the chief executive officer. So whether you are a solopreneur, whether you have one team member, whether you have 150 team members, you are the chief. You're the person that makes the executive decisions. It's your stamp on the final, you have the final stamp on the decisions. And so whether it's small or large, it doesn't matter. But you showing up as the CEO will determine how your business grows. This is critical information. If that's all you get from today, that's what I want you to walk away with. You are the most important asset, and how you show up in your business will determine the level that your business goes to. Now, this can also be for anyone who is working for someone else. You are the chief executive officer of your own life. You're the CEO of your own life. And how you speak to yourself, how you identify within yourself also impacts everything in your life, in your career, in your relationships. All of these thoughts that I'm going to share with you today are transferable to your life. So do keep that in mind as well. And if you're enjoying today's show, if at the end you really got a lot out of this, I would love for you to share this with someone else that's out there doing their absolute best to grow their business and they feel like they're struggling. That would mean the world to me. Okay, I'm going to read the show description for today and then we're going to jump right in. So most business owners don't fail because they lack talent. Like, you don't start a business because and not know what you're doing, right? Most business owners struggle because they're still operating like the hardest working employee in the company instead of the CEO. And today, I'm going to challenge you to recognize where you've tapped into day-to-day operations and what it truly means to lead a business with vision, authority, and intention. Growth doesn't happen by doing more. Let me repeat that. Growth does not happen by doing more. It happens by leading differently. If you're constantly overwhelmed, making every decision yourself, and wondering why your business isn't scaling, this show is going to help you identify the habits that keep you stuck. You'll discover how to shift your focus from tasks to leadership, from reacting to creating, and from surviving to building a business that supports both your success and your life. It's time to stop working in your business and start leading it like the CEO you set out to become. So that's a really great place to start. When you thought about your business, when that first idea, vision came to you, energetically, just tap into how you were feeling in that moment. I'm going to guess that you were likely really excited, that you got, there might have been some nervousness there, but you started to unfold a vision in your mind of the things that you could do. And I could do this, and I know how to do this. And oh, my friend knows how to do this. I know that my friend would help me with this. And you start to get very, very excited. You literally start to paint the picture, the vision of what your business is going to look like and how you're going to create it. That's the energy that we really do require each and every day, because each and every day you need to see yourself as creating your business, not just doing your tasks. Now, are there tasks in business to be done? Yes. But ask yourself this. This is a question that I would love for you to ask yourself every day. Did I show up as the employee today, or did I show up as the CEO? Think about that. How many times can you honestly say that you showed up as the CEO? So, in last week's show that I did, that I can't remember the title of right at the moment, I talked about how we oftentimes get a vision of CEO. So, we hear the word, quote unquote word, the acronym CEO, and we immediately get a vision of what that is. So, if you worked in corporate, there would have been someone that you considered the CEO or was identified as the CEO in the business. Now, I can tell you that I have had both amazing leaders in organizations and other leaders that were just horrible, right? Oftentimes, people, when they think of CEO, they think of somebody that is untouchable, that you don't approach directly, that you probably have very little interaction with. That doesn't know your name, a person that really treats you like, the downstairs maids type of thing, a CEO who maybe, appears oftentimes quite angry, a CEO that maybe doesn't even show up to work very often. And when they do, the entire energy in the office changes. I've definitely had a CEO like that. I've also had a CEO, the best CEO I've ever worked with, my last corporate job. He was phenomenal. He walked into that office. There was 100 people in that office. He knew everyone by their first name. He knew about their families. He knew what their children were doing on the weekend, what they were involved in. He knew about current events that were happening with different individuals, and he understood where they were at within their roles. He made an effort to communicate and identify and create relationships with his team members. But he wasn't doing all the tasks. You see, he was leading. He was showing us how to lead. He was showing us what was really important. And what was really important initially when he would walk in the office every day was the relationships, was building the relationships so that we built trust, so that we built confidence within the team. He showed up with confidence. He showed his leaders within the organization how to show up with confidence as well. And that was then shared with the team members. Now, I can tell you, I knew this man on a very personal level. When you're this HR director, you get to know your leader very, very well. And he had areas of his life where he didn't feel confident, areas of his life where he questioned himself. He was a human being just like everyone else. And when he showed up, he didn't do the tasks. He didn't say, oh, Bill, you're too slow. Give it to me, right? He would encourage Bill. He would lead Bill. He was able to make a greater impact with more people because he wasn't getting down and doing the tasks. Now, ask yourself, or just really look at yourself in this question, are you hiding in the tasks? Are you avoiding growing yourself into the CEO of your business? Are you telling yourself nobody else can do these tasks the way I can do them? That may be true. When I first started out, when I was young in my business, I've been in my business, I'm in my 19th year in business. When I first started out and the idea of having somebody else on my team, it freaked me out. I'll be honest, it really, really freaked me out because I thought, what if they mess it up? This is my livelihood. This is what takes care of me and my family. What if they don't do it right? What if they mess up the relationships that I've built with my clients? You know, all these what if questions. There was no evidence to prove that that was true, but I had so much insecurity and so much worry that I wasn't willing to look at the possibilities that someone else could come on my team and I could lead them and then they can contribute their brilliance to the team. So at the beginning, I was, hovering over it. And there were so many times that I would have coaches say to me, you got to let go of the reins. You got to let other people assist you. You can't grow your business if you are constantly in the employee seat. You can't. So let me talk to the individuals out there who are continuing to be solopreneurs. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to challenge yourself, though, and identify when am I being an employee and when am I being a CEO? And don't give me, there's too many tasks, Christine. I can never get into that. You will never grow your business if you do not allow yourself to step into being the CEO. You will never grow your business. You will never grow your bank account. And I'm telling you, you won't grow you as a leader if you are continuously choosing to show up in your business as the employee. You're brilliant. You showed up, you created a business so that because there was something within you that knew that this business could contribute to other people in the world. Identify that. But I'm telling you, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know that I know and I believe strongly that every single solitary CEO must be continuously growing themselves. The real work, the real development, the real growth has to start within before it shows up within your business, within your relationships, within your bank account. It takes more work to do your personal development so that when you show up to your business, it gets easier and easier. That is critical. So, one of the things that you have to identify is that being busy isn't the same as being effective. If you are constantly looking at what other tasks, what other tasks, what other tasks can I can do, you're never in the expansion. You're never in research and development. You're never in the networking society, growing connections. You don't know. If you don't have conversations, you don't know who's out here looking for you or would be really thrilled to hire you for what they're looking for. Right? If everybody stays in the cave and nobody is coming out, how do we grow our connections and our opportunities? You, as an employee, are to do the tasks. And of course, the tasks need to be done. Yes. But you've got to challenge yourself to grow the CEO within you. And always doing the tasks is never going to be effective in business growth. Many business owners mistake constant activity for meaningful purpose. No, constant activity is just that. It's constant activity. It doesn't necessarily mean it's meaningful. Now, there are days, God's truth, there are days where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Today, I just need to be alone. Today, I just need a little bit of silence so I can get space. And sometimes that means I'm going through my emails and I'm cleaning those up. Sometimes that means I'm going through, my books and I'm getting things in order to send to my bookkeepers. Sometimes that might mean, just cleaning up my computer. When I do those tasks for me, that gives me mental space. That gives me space to be able to go into my creativity. And sometimes when you are in that quiet space of doing things, that gives you the opportunity for things to start to bake, things to start to grow. Now, if I did that every day, I wouldn't have the business that I have today. I have five business streams. Now, did that start out like that? Did I have a vision of that when I started out? No, I didn't have a vision of it. But it was because of, like, when people ask me, how did I get here? Well, I can tell you the event that had me start my business, but how I got to having these five business streams, it required me to stay quiet. It required me to challenge myself to step into being the CEO. It required me to go into creativity, to go into research and development, to seriously spend quality time in the growth of my business, not just doing my tasks, not just checking off the boxes. And my friends, I'm a box checker. I love checking a box. So that was a challenge for me. But my vision, my dream, my desire was to grow a business where I would have greater impact on those in the world that wanted to step in and have their own business and have pleasure with their business. That's my deepest, deepest desire, is that you have pleasure with your business. I love being in business. As a little girl, that was the number one job that I played. The number one thing that I played was pretending that I was the boss. I would go into my dad's office and I would walk around carrying his briefcase. I always wanted to be the boss. That's what I understood it now at that time. But today, what I want to be is I want to be the CEO that shows up to lead others and to encourage others to know that this too is possible for them. All right, my friends, we are up to our short commercial break. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth with your host, Christy McIver. We're on our home station, Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Operate Like a CEO, Not an Employee today. My name is Christine McIver. I'm so happy that you are here. So, what is a CEO? What is it about being a CEO that makes a big difference? Well, if you'd like to learn a lot more, I actually wrote a book called CEO Without Apology. Now, this talks about really how to show up as a CEO. A lot of the things that I cover here on today's show will be led to you in this book. And when you do get this book, you get a whole bunch of free resources to support you. So this is more than just a book that you read front to back. It really is a guide to showing up as a CEO. I would love for you to grab that book. You can get it on Amazon. And once you do, you'll get the information about getting your free resources. So, what is one of the most important things that we have to remember as the CEO? That employees complete tasks, but CEOs create direction. So, if you're spending all your day just checking things off the box, like I was talking about before, going through that to-do list, who's creating the future of your company? Who is the person that's out there who is creating the next opportunity? Leadership requires vision before execution. If you are the employee and you're just always doing the tasks and you're not creating that future, you're not creating those new opportunities, eventually those tasks will run out. There will be no tasks left to do, and you will then be out of business. And that's really a balancing act. I'll tell you that. I've definitely have experienced that over time, the where, especially when we go to grow something new in the business, when we offered a new service, when we added a new service, you're in the research and development, then you're in the execution, then you're in the communication and the marketing of it. There's a lot to do when you start out with a new service. And we can get buried deeply in there. Even the CEO can get in there and to be guiding and to creating new ideas on how we do that, making those decisions and guiding the team. And what often happens is as from a marketing perspective, as you start to elevate a new service and a new offering, and it comes out, it kind of starts to peak. Then it will have a natural wane of going down. Well, in order for that peak to continue to rise and rise again and rise again, you as a CEO need to be creating new opportunities. And that's something that is difficult. When you're in business for the first time, most owners will say, it was just tough because I'm not really an extrovert. I'm not really great in sales. I don't like having the conversation. I don't like asking people to hire me. I don't like asking for that. I actually am really super uncomfortable sending invoices. I have had those conversations so many times over the years with my clients. It's so common. It's so common. It leads to the information that you lack confidence, that maybe you've lacked how to show up, that maybe you haven't been given the direction on what it means when you show up. It's one thing to start a business, and it's another thing to learn how to be not just a business owner, but how to be a CEO. All relationships will end. Every single relationship will end, whether it's a personal relationship or it's a business relationship. Doesn't mean it ends badly, but all relationships end through choice or through death. They will eventually end. And most business owners have an offering that has a timeline. So there's something that you're offering. There's a timeline on it. It might be a month. It might be 6 months. It might be a year. It might be a renewable contract that you have with someone. And because of what you're offering, they're paying you money. But eventually, clients will choose to end their contracts. You've chosen to end your contracts with people, right? Well, this is going to happen. So you as a CEO, you need to be continuously creating new opportunities. So that's why it's so critical that you learn to balance the tasks with being the executor, with being the person that is out here creating those new opportunities. And those new opportunities don't need to be difficult. Even if you were to set out and say, okay, I'm going to become part of a networking community. So I'm part of a networking community. I'm part of two different networking communities. And my target is to connect with the community at least twice a month. And my target is to have 2 to 5 conversations a week. Now, for you, that may not be enough. Maybe you want it to be more. But I really like to, for me, 2 to 5 conversations is what's important to me because I'm building those new opportunities. I'm building those new relationships, and I'm not overdoing it so that if a new opportunity does come in, I'm not trying to juggle 16 different things, getting overwhelmed and then getting buried. The last thing that I want to do, and I would suggest that you would not want to do, is to create a whole bunch of opportunities and then drop the balls. You want to feel confident and you want them to grow. You want the relationship to grow and to stay solid. When you make that investment in that relationship, you want it to continue. And you want to be able to really deliver on what you said you would deliver. So that's an important piece that you want to be looking at. So it's so, so important that you continue to create direction, that you continue to look to move forward. And this doesn't mean, I know I have five business streams. You don't have to have five business streams. I didn't plan to have five business streams. You could have one business stream that you offer and you continue to offer variances with under the business stream. So one of my main is I'm a business growth specialist. So I work with business owners to grow their businesses. I could have stayed just that. That could have been just the one thing that I did. And I continually, you know, fine tuned how I work with individuals, how I work with business owners to grow them. That can be very, very successful. That's not the direction that I went in. When I added the Inspired Choices Network and producing shows, that was fantastic. And then an opportunity came knocking about doing summits. And I sat with that, my friends, for 6 months because I knew if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it very successfully. I wanted the reputation of the company to continue to be at the level that we had gotten to. I wanted to deliver the same quality that we always delivered. And I wanted to ensure that I was able to continue to support my clientele that I already had in the first two business streams. So this didn't happen overnight. None of this happened overnight. But what's important for you to understand is that you want to continue to be able to, whatever you're offering, you want to be able to offer it at the level that you can be proud of. And you want to be able to offer these to more people on a continuous basis. So you keep growing the opportunity. You keep growing that future that you desire so that the business continues. And if that's not something that comes naturally to you, if you get really uncomfortable about that, reach out to me. This is exactly what I coach people on, is about how to do that, both from a systems perspective. We look at your pricing, we look at your offers, we look at the wording, we really say, okay, what do you, you know, we get down into the specifics of what you offer so that individuals can identify with what you're offering. And so it makes sense for them to say yes to you. We really look fine-tune looking at your pricing, because what I have found is that most business owners are underpricing, especially if you're a solopreneur. I would say more than 90% of solopreneurs are underpricing. They don't really understand the value of what they're bringing to the table. And that's often why they go out of business, because they cannot support themselves because they are underpricing. So that's another thing that we look at. And then we look at how you can show up, what your insecurities are, where you're uncomfortable, where you need to grow. And we start to build that you up and we build a plan. And that's what every single solitary CEO has needed, is a plan. You didn't show up in your business being the CEO. You didn't know all of this. This is not something that you learn in school, that you might have been mentoring under somebody, but showing up on your own in your own business, even with knowledge, until you get into practice, until you look at the things that you've been programmed with in your mind, until you really identify those things and start to change those things, you're not going to show up as a CEO that is actually in business growth development. And that's where we all need to be. Another thing that you want to keep in mind is you want to stop making every decision yourself. If you are micromanaging your employees, like I did in the beginning, if you're micromanaging your employees and you're not building confidence within them, it is going to take from your time. We've got to learn to delegate as CEOs. We've got to learn to trust as CEOs. You've hired somebody who's capable. Trust that they can do the job. Have confidence in them. And that's one of the biggest shifts an entrepreneur can make. I can tell you that the very first time I I let a producer produce a show on their own. I'm nervous, but I'm picking up on their nervousness as well. But until I push them out of the nest and I let them go and I let them learn what they're great at, what they need more support on, they're never going to be able to grow. And when I am doing all of the following up or I'm on their tail during the entire production, I'm not getting something else done. So I'm not actually doubling my time. And as a CEO, how can I go be in growth mode if I'm down managing everyone else? They can make decisions. Of course, they reach out if they're confused about something. But honestly, building that trust within them is going to be an added bonus to you. All right, we are up to our second break of the show. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, would you pop over to iTunes and give this show a 5-star review? That would mean the world to me. What that's going to do is that's going to tell other people that are looking for that content, it's valuable, and it's also going to impact the algorithms so it is shown to them. And you know how important algorithms are right now. I don't need 100,000 people. What I would love, though, is for it to get to those people that it could really contribute to. That would mean the world to me. All right, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver. You're listening to Operate Like a CEO, Not an Employee, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. How are you enjoying today's show? Has it got you thinking? I certainly hope so. Sorry, we have a big thunderstorm going on right now, and it sounded like it was coming through the window. Oh, you gotta love live. Anyways, let's get back to today's show. So the next thing that I want to talk about is leading through systems instead of constant effort. How many of you have everything in your head and you're operating your business from, hey, I know how to do this, kind of like you've programmed, you've got this automatic system of what you do. You do this and you do this and you do this and you do this and you know how to do this. You show up, you know how to do it. You don't need to write it down because you have it. Well, that is definitely operating as an employee. One of the most challenging things and time-consuming things that you can do is actually writing out an SOP, standard operating procedure. Now, a standard operating procedure comes from having systems. It comes from you creating the system of how you do everything, and every single step gets written down, every single solitary step. When you have those systems in place and you have the documentation that goes along with that, that's your standard operating procedure. So what does that mean? This is how we do this task. This is how we do this task. When you are honestly guiding your team members through systems that you have listed out, taken out of your head and put down. You know, one of the benefits to doing this, sorry, my brain just went over there. We were talking about the value of you. One of the benefits of actually writing out, laying out a system, writing out the SOPs, one of the benefits is you see visually how much you do and how much you have created. And that leads to your increased knowledge of your value. One of the biggest things that I ever did in my business, and it was so hard. So as a producer of shows, so we produce live shows, audio and video shows, and they are turned into podcasts, right? An audio podcast and a TV podcast. Just so you know, a podcast just means previously recorded. So when I sat down and I wrote out every single solitary step of what I did in producing, creating a show, producing a show, marketing a show every week, all of the steps, there was probably nearly 100 steps. When I wrote that all out, I was blown away. I'm like, oh my God, I really do a lot. And then, but when it's in your mind, and you'll get really, really fast at it. So then because it then becomes easy to you, right? And when it becomes easy to you, most people will go, well, just it's easy, so I shouldn't charge that much. No. You cannot discount the effort, the knowledge, the years of growing this ability to get here, all right? That's critical. So what I did after that, and I do this with my clients, is I went through and I evaluated exactly how much time every single one of those tasks took. And I evaluated, the next step was evaluating who could do that task. Is that a task that is repeatable, that can be duplicated by someone else? Is that something I can train easily? And I could hire people that would have the ability to do that once I taught them. If that was the case, if it could be done by someone else, that's one price point. If it could only be done by me, that's a second price point. And this is how I really visually laid it all out and realized how much time was invested in every single solitary show that we created. That's where I got the true value of what we create. And from there, with a guide, with a business guide, evaluated exactly how much I should be charging for that task, because for that offering rather, because it's not just the tasks, it's also the cost of those goods and services that are involved in creating that production, right? The cost of the different third-party services that we utilize, the cost of the equipment, the cost of you know, even the team members, all of these costs show up and they make a huge difference in what you are going to charge. So this is so, so important that you have these systems in place. This is how you understand your value. This is how you begin to understand what is transferable to someone else. And this, my friends, this is how you grow. You cannot keep the knowledge in your head and expect for your business to grow. It's not going to work like that. And I'm telling you, the impact on your body when you are operating like that every single day, it's exhausting. It's very, very hard on your mindset. It's very hard on your body. And you will get to a point, like most people do, of like, I'm so exhausted. There's so much to do. Well, if you're exhausted, that's a sign. That's a sign that things need to be done differently. And you deserve to be successful and have pleasure in your business. But it's up to you to make those decisions. Are you ready to show up as the CEO in your business? Are you ready to claim that role and do whatever it takes so that you can have pleasure? You know, when I was in human resources, there was so many people that
I've hired. And there was a number of people that I did have to do the paperwork that we fired. And even in interviewing people, I would have conversations and I would learn about what lit these people up, what really turned them on, what they loved to do. And when I had those conversations and I would look at the job they were applying for or the job they were doing, I'm like, why are you doing this job? Why are you interested in this job? This is not the job that's going to fuel you. You need joy to fuel you. And you need to be willing to claim that you deserve to have joy. You need to be willing to fight those terrible messages that we all have in our brain about our value. You need to be willing to stand up and go, you know what? I'm worth it. You know what? I've got what it takes to have more than I've ever chosen before, and I'm going to choose it. Regardless of what anyone else is saying, regardless of anything and everything that has happened before this moment in time, none of that matters. It's in the past. This life that we have, this life that we've chosen to create, the life that we've come into body for, it's a short window. Why wouldn't you choose joy? If you've got choice, and you do, why wouldn't you choose joy? Why would you continue to do something that is really exhausting you, that's not creating happiness? And if that's the way you're feeling in your business, I would love to have a conversation with you. Let's look at, is this something that can be changed, or is it really something that is just not your cup of tea? Let's have that conversation. I gift everyone with 30 minutes of just having a conversation, just connecting. Imagine that one 30-minute conversation could change the trajectory of your business, the trajectory of your life. That's what can happen. I chose it with coaches again and again, and look where I am today. Do I have difficulties? Yes. Is life going to keep on lifing? Yes. But do I keep choosing me? Do I keep showing up to create more joy in my life? Do I keep showing up to have pleasure in my business? Yes, and I will continue to do that every single day. You want to ensure that you're protecting your time as a CEO. You've got to be thinking strategically. You've got to be thinking about, you know, really laying that plan out. You've got to be thinking about that future. Strategic thinking is not optional as a CEO, as a leader in a business. Every CEO needs uninterrupted time to plan, uninterrupted time to evaluate, and uninterrupted time to make high impact decisions. You know, when I first started my business, my children were younger and I put a note on the door. And when I needed to be alone, when I needed to be able to just be with me and not have noise in my head, because I needed space to be able to hear the messages that were coming, I needed space to really tap into my intuition. I shut the door. I put a note on the door and it said, do not knock or enter when this door is shut. Now, for emergency purposes, because I know somebody's out there thinking this, I said, you can, if it's an emergency, you can slide a note under the door. It usually wasn't an emergency. It was usually like, can we go to the store? But that's what I did, because I valued my position as the CEO. I knew I needed to grow myself. I knew that I needed to hold myself accountable to create the future. And that I couldn't just get lost in the tasks every single solitary day. So you've got to really honor your time. And you've got to book out your time in your calendar for creation, for development. And it's not from a pressure place. I mean, sometimes it's going to be, you know, go sit in nature, go walk by the water, you know, go and just close your eyes and listen to some music and just be quiet. When you're always natter, natter, natter in your head, you can't get into that creation space. And that creation space is critical for business growth. Okay, my friends, we are up to our final break. As usual, it goes far too fast. I'm so glad that you are here, and I would love to hear from you. So remember, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Check out my website. And if you are somebody that is ready to bring your expertise to the world, let's talk about you having your own show. We will show you how you can show up, create amazing content, how to leverage that content in your business to grow your business, to grow your expertise, to grow your authority in the world so that you can be discovered by those clients you are looking to work with. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christine McIver. You're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, today we're talking all about operate like a CEO, not an employee. If you're just joining, we've gone through a lot of things, and they all build, and they build momentum, and they grow. All of these thoughts that I've been discussing today will grow you as a CEO and move your business forward into growth. So the next piece that when we went to break, we were talking about protecting your time as a CEO. One of the most important things you've got to realize is if you're questioning yourself, how are you operating? Here's a really quick trick. Go over to your calendar. Look at your calendar over the last 3 months. Look at the tasks that you've scheduled in your calendar. First and foremost, did you schedule time for strategic planning? Did you schedule time for you to go into research and development? Did you schedule time for building relationships, conversations, and networking? What's in your calendar? Your calendar reveals who you're actually being. And if you don't have quote unquote clients, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still be doing these tasks, right? That you shouldn't be in the networking, that you shouldn't be in research and development. It actually means you should be even more. So your calendar will really reveal what's going on. If your schedule is filled entirely with client work or administration or emergencies, you're operating like an employee. Your calendar needs to reflect your leadership priorities. Have you done that? And if you haven't, guess what? You can start today. That's okay. Start today. Start to put in at least 1 to 2 hours a day and operate like a CEO. Even if that's all you put in there, CEO time, your mindset will go, okay, how can I operate as a CEO? What is operating as a CEO? That is a really, really cool thing to begin to do today. So you want to make decisions from visions, not emotions. We are so tender as CEOs or as business owners, rather. We're so tender. We want people to like us because we believe if people like us, they'll hire us. Not necessarily. Somebody can like you, but not be interested in what you have to offer. If you're not operating as a CEO, if you're not operating as the leader in your business, your emotions aren't going to change people's decisions, but your vision is, your creation. When you're operating as a strong CEO, you don't need to avoid emotions, but you simply don't allow yourself to go into fear and worry and anxiety. And you don't allow urgency to dedicate what you're going to be doing. You want to be having all of those standard operating procedures in place. You want to have all of those things in place for those things that are really important so other people can take care of those emergencies, right? This is so, so important that you are operating in that way. You want to build a business that doesn't depend on you. And that freaked me out the very first time I ever considered that. I'm like, what? No, I don't want to be unimportant. But when you build something and other people can manage that, you can continue to grow. You can continue to be the person that's out there. You, as the owner of your business, as the CEO, you are the brand of your business. Your business company might have a different name, but you're the face of your business. You need to be the one out in front. You need to be the one that is having those conversations, that building those new opportunity, that is working to really grow the future while other people are taking care of the tasks. So when you are building a business that doesn't depend on you, that allows you the opportunity to be able to do that. And the ultimate goal isn't to become indispensable. The ultimate goal is to build an organization that succeeds because of your leadership, not your constant presence. If your constant presence isn't growing the business, that's a big message to receive. That's a big message to pay attention to. So you want to think in terms of investment, not expense. When we think about adding new people to our team, our first thought as a business owner is the cost. We don't look at the investment. I did a show years ago talking about the difference between what's a true expense and what's a true investment. And check that out. Just look for Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And that episode there, it opened up my eyes too, as I started to really dig deep into that. There are more things that we've got under the expense column. I'm not saying it doesn't cost us financial money, but we've got it more under the expense column than we do under the investment. Actually having team members that take your vision, execute on your vision, that's an investment. Because if you are putting money into something that grows your business, that's an investment. An expense could be, you know, I can't even think of what an expense. Expense can be gas in your car, but if that gas in the car is taking you to a network event, that's an investment. There's the differences. And I don't want to do that show right now, but those are the different things that you want to be thinking about. And then finally, and most especially, is you want to step into the identity of CEO. Again, I have an episode that I've done all about identity, how we show up in who we believe that we are changes everything. Most people are saying that they are a small business owner, that they have their own business, that they, you know, that they're a solopreneur. That's how they are identifying. How do I identify? I'm the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm the CEO of ICN Publishing, of ICN Signature Summits, of Podcast to Bookshelf. I am the CEO, and that's how I identify. And I say that more for me than for anybody else, because I want to keep telling myself, hey, Christine, you're the CEO. Show up as one. I'm so grateful that you were here today. And I truly know that I've given you a lot to unpack. listen to this again, make notes, and be sure to go grab the book, CEO Without Apology, that's going to help to guide you to be more of a CEO. And remember, until we meet again next week, remember that you can always make another choice. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.